about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Kevin and Andy, they have a great show on K-Rock in Los Angeles, don't you know?
She's batting crazy.
You're crazy, man. I like you, but you're crazy.
Somebody take that kid to the woodshed and let him understand the blessings of discipline.
And now,
it's the problem in the marriage bed that no one likes to talk about. Maybe that's why they call it silent but deadly. Well, now there's a real solution to a very real problem.
What's that awful smell?
Our feature presentation.
Oh, God.
Wait, we're the solution to that?
I don't know. I wasn't following.
Hope so.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday morning, the 2nd of May.
So?
Happy May.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. How was everybody's weekend?
It was real good, Bean. How was yours?
Mine was uneventful, just like I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Very little leaving the house. Very little.
Right.
I did have to go out for milk one day.
Ugh.
You're going to get to a point pretty
soon. I got back
soon.
Real fast.
Yeah.
Where you will never leave.
I didn't dawdle or anything. I mean, I just went straight to the supermarket, got my milk, and straight back.
Oh, you don't have Instacart up there?
Didn't stop off. No, that's a little fancy for the island.
Okay.
They wouldn't have something like that. Right. Although, I think...
What about your manservant?
You don't send
him out. Make him get some milk.
You don't send him out for milk. You don't have him come from his house to your house to go get you some milk. You don't do that.
What's the point of having a manservant?
Right?
There is a thing for the old and the sick, though. I think they do have some sort of a grocery service. I should look into that.
I should
abuse that system.
Absolutely.
Or use.
I should overwhelm their meager resources for my own use.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That's a great idea.
Save you going
Thank
out.
You, Allie.
You're
yeah.
welcome. You're welcome.
And how about you? You don't strike me as a gal about town either.
How dare you?
1920s Bean just came back.
What
are you
a mean,
gal about see? Town?
I'm not sure I'm following you.
Well, I'm just saying you probably spend a lot of time at home, too. I can't see you being out till the wee hours Friday night and Saturday night.
I usually pick one night. Mm-hmm. Two nights in a row is a bit much.
Right.
But I will do like a dinner on a Friday night. Come in early. Dateline. Good night.
Sure.
Then on Saturday, have some cocktails with friends. That's acceptable.
So you would go out two nights in a row, though.
I would.
Well,
but
she's still social, Bean.
Yeah, I'm not you.
Okay.
As
well,
much
you're heading
as,
there, but...
I'm on my way. Okay. Don't get me wrong.
Top speed.
Right.
All right. So you did some of that, huh?
I did.
And how about you, Monkey?
I had almost no plans, and I couldn't have loved it more because I was sick last week. So
yeah.
It was so nice just to go, you know what I have to do right now? Nothing.
Nothing.
Zero.
Yeah, that's a sweet feeling.
Loved
yeah.
it.
Imagine
that's...
living your life like that.
See?
That'd be dull.
I don't seem so bad after all.
No, that would
do
be
I.
totally boring.
It's pretty good.
You just need one of those weekends every once in a while, and then the rest of the time you do stuff.
50 a year. That's what I shoot for. 50 of those weekends a year. And then I've got the Weenie Roast and Acoustic Christmas. So, boom. Other than that, I'm
good. Wow.
Hey, you guys saw this story, I'm sure, but many of our listeners may have missed the Nashville sports reporter who paid a tribute to Prince during his report. Did you guys watch this?
I did
you
not.
Saw the video come up in your feed. I wondered if you watched it, though.
No.
How about you, Allie?
I saw it, yes.
We had on the Internet Roundup last week, we had a supercut of people who had paid tribute to Prince in their weather reports. Hey, there's purple rain moving across the area, that sort of thing, right? You want to be sure to wear your raspberry beret if you go out because it's going to be rainy.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And it was awesome. Well, here's a guy who did it in his sports report, Kevin. Since you haven't heard it, I want to get your reaction to this. This is a Nashville sports reporter named Dan Phillips working on the Fox affiliate in Nashville. He's been working there for about 10 years or so. And here's what he did the night Prince died.
Dearly beloved. We're gathered here today to get through this thing called life. An electric word, life, but I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The NHL playoffs. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything gonna be all right? Don't expect an answer, because he or she is probably checking out Game 4 of the Ducks and Predators. Let's go crazy, Smashville. Let's get nuts.
Are you in?
No.
You know how much I hate that guy. I want to punch this guy in the face.
He's the worst.
Nope. Instead, Ryan Getzlaf is going to tuck the loose puck between Pecorine's legs to give Anaheim a 1-0 lead just 62 seconds in. It stayed that way until midway through the second period. This is what it sounds like when doves cry and when Mike Fisher scores. His first goal of the playoffs ties it up.
By the way, remember when there was hockey?
That is so painful.
Remember when there was hockey?
Yeah, shut up.
But it was all downhill after that. It's 2-1 Ducks when Jamie McGill plays party man for the second straight game, batting the puck out of the air and into the net. That makes it 3-1, and the clock hits 0-0. Party over. Oops, out of time. It's the Ducks who are going to party like it's 1999.
Wow. Well, Dan Phillips was fired as a result of
this
sportscast.
Excellent.
Which apparently he was very popular, and as I mentioned, had worked there for over 10 years. Here's what he put on his Facebook page. First of all, I want to thank everyone for the kind words, comments, and positive feedback on this tribute I did for Prince last week. It really means a lot. Apparently, there were some viewers, as well as management at the station, who did not feel the same way. They felt I was insensitive, and as a result, I was terminated today. I am choosing to use this as a catalyst for some exciting things I'm working on for some time now. I'll have some more details in the coming days. Thanks for your support. Now, you hate this guy, Kevin. Would you have fired him over this?
Yeah.
Does this sound over the line?
No.
No, seriously.
One second.
Does this sound over the line?
Midway, it just would have gotten to those color bars. Just
right?
Would have right off the air.
Really?
But compared to what you see on the news around the country, like the weather montage I mentioned that had 30 different weathercasters making Prince jokes.
All of them should have been fired as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the puns, or because you think it's insensitive to incorporate somebody's death into your report?
Well, you know, I hate puns, but also that guy wasn't...
He wasn't good.
It's not that he wasn't good.
But he wasn't good.
Right. I know. I agree.
Okay.
But... Never mind. But also, I feel like that wasn't an actual tribute. He was just trying to be witty and wacky. And
yeah.
I don't know. It just drives me crazy. Hate him.
Allie, what do you think? I mean, it clearly was a tribute. He was only saying all those things because Prince died. So it was a tribute.
Oh, I definitely wouldn't have fired him. I would have had a stern talking to him.
I've made my decision. Oh, okay. You're fired.
All right.
And what would you have said to him is, unless you're better at it, don't do it?
Hey, that was the most painful thing I've heard in a long time. Stop it.
Do less of that.
Do less of that.
But you have to know, how long did you say he was there? 10 years?
Over 10 years.
So they've had that conversation.
I was going to say, this is not his first go around.
They've had
management.
That conversation many times.
Yeah. So you think this was their excuse to fire him? They
Absolutely.
Wanted to fire him. They wouldn't have fired him if they liked him?
I don't think you can
Correct.
Fire him for just that, can you?
I wouldn't think so either. That's what's so puzzling to me about this story is I was so surprised. Look, I get if management didn't like it and they made him make an on-air apology. Hey, if any viewers were offended by my tribute to Prince, I'm sorry. I get that.
Right.
I'm stunned that he would lose his job over this.
Because somebody finally did the right thing.
Anaheim evens the series with a 4-1 victory. So the Ducks are still two games from dying for you and the Predators. Game 5 is set for Saturday at the Honda Center in Anaheim. I'm pretty sure that's on Alphabet Street.
Okay, that's just not. That's not even.
You're telling me that you think that's a tribute from him.
It's 100% a tribute.
No,
that's not even.
It's just him looking up song titles
right.
and putting them in. He has no idea what any of these songs are at all. He's just trying to add as many songs as possible.
We don't know.
I think we do.
But it is a tribute. Again, he's only doing it for Prince. So it is a tribute.
We're not saying he's not only doing it because Prince died. We're saying it's not a tribute. Those two things are different.
I don't understand the distinction between them. The tribute is he rewrote his sports report to include as many Prince titles as possible
right.
as a tribute to Prince.
You say that doesn't make it true. Just because he's using song titles in his sports report doesn't mean it's a tribute. It just means he's using some other
but
way
that
of giving
is a tribute.
No, it isn't.
I don't get it then. I don't get what you're saying at all. I don't know how it's not a tribute to have done
I think
that.
You have two different versions of tribute. You have two different definitions.
One who cared about
at
all,
cared, and
Prince.
You're lifting them up. You're letting people know.
Right.
This was not that.
Right. This was just him trying to be witty and funny and work in song titles.
It is curious that you read it that way.
Oh, I read it that way.
An act, statement, or gift that is intended to show gratitude, respect, or admiration. I'm going to go with Kevin.
Thank you.
This is not a tribute. This is just name and songs.
He got fired, you guys.
Yeah, he did.
Kids, you're both just awful.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bicho, shall we?
People like you are why people drink.
Do you know anybody who is a domain name squatter?
I do.
Yeah.
I do too. Yeah.
That's so weird. This guy buys websites and then he says he's going to put up some kind of tribute website.
Yeah. Like he has ones like Young, Hot, and Asian.
Right.
.com,
right?
Ones.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But who has that? That's
what a
creepy,
weirdo, right?
Don't, that's my moneymaker, you guys. Let's not spoil that one.
We also have Kira Sultanovich, who is a comedian on the program today. We have Harvey Levin, like we do on Mondays, to check in with TMZ. And we've got your Weenie Roast tickets. They did sell out over the weekend, but we have your Weenie Roast tickets at 7 o'clock this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We will take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:54.
Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat for a new day, for a new week, for a new era. Ralph Garman, ladies.
It's a new day. It's a new week. It's a new era. And I'm feeling good.
Too bad American Idol's been canceled, man. Oh. That would have been your ticket.
I would have crushed.
How was Vermont?
It was Vermontastic.
Did you party with Bernie Sanders?
It's a big poster. It's Vermontastic.
Did you ask if he partied with Bernie Sanders?
Yeah.
Is that code?
That's his state.
Yeah,
his
I know.
State. You know. I know, but you know. You're nodding your head acting like you know stuff. Don't put that on us.
It's a reasonable question. He goes to a small state with a small population. I thought there's a chance he might have run into Bernie Sanders.
And it's that's also completely reasonable that you would see no connection between Bernie Sanders and Vermont, Kevin.
Right, but let me just say this. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where he was from, nor do I care.
Okay.
But in Bean's question,
we were right.
So when Bean said, did you party with Bernie Sanders, that told me he was from that state.
If I had gone to Disneyland.
Bean's assumption is that you go into that state, and since he's famous, you hang out with him.
If
that's
I was
absurd.
Going to Disneyland and he'd said, oh, did you party with Mickey Mouse? That would make sense, right? I mean, it's like the person from the place.
And Vermont might even be smaller than Disneyland. So there's
totally
a good chance
sense
you would run into each
question
other.
For me to understand that that's where he's from. And then to follow up with, did you party with him? I'm just saying that's absurd.
Man, you're making me back Bean up here. You realize that?
But no.
It's a completely reasonable joke / comment to make.
Did you party with Bernie Sanders?
Right.
No, did you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bernie, Jane, and I, three-way.
Crushed that.
Now, I'm assuming that's his wife?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
well
good.
Done,
this is an election year. You know that, right, Kevin?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't go into that phone booth for nobody.
In Kevin's defense, once he heard Donald Trump is an option, why pay attention to any other candidate?
It's game over at that point. He's,
right.
He's all apprentice all the time. Yes, Vermont was awesome. And small and charming.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a
lot of Babylon fans out there.
More than sold out show. They were selling standing room tickets at the Higher Ground Club there in South Burlington where we were playing. And they were just a terrific crowd, and it was a great trip. And
does it feel like they're more appreciative when you go to a little place like that?
It varies. I mean, we've had amazing shows in New York and Vegas and Philly. And then sometimes you go to smaller areas and we've had shows in Canada, too. They've just been small but very appreciative. So it varies from venue to venue. But, boy, this was a particularly good show this weekend. And a little hectic getting in and out, you know, in a 48-hour turnaround, getting across the country. But well worth it. It was a blast. So
I know Allie's excited about seeing your Boston show.
Yeah. It's my birthday weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Can't
that was
wait.
Canceled.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm.
At the Wilbur?
Mm-hmm.
Still seems
no.
to be on your webpage.
No,
yeah. No, it's still there.
No, that's the Wilbur. That is a...
nope.
It's spelled the same way, but it's a Russian nightclub.
Nope. I got front row tickets.
No, you don't.
Can't wait.
I've got your picture at security outpost stationed around the venue.
Hmm.
Speaking of Russians, it was odd. I showed up... planes were delayed all along the way, and I got into South Burlington, Vermont at like, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning on Friday morning, 2 a.m., and I roll in, and I expected it's Vermont. I'm going to see you know, a guy's going to show up with like a buggy and a horse, you know, with some milk jugs in the back and a straw hat. Welcome to Vermont. Can I give you a lift to your hotel, sir? You're like a friendly, you know, farmer guy. It's Vermont. It's rural is what I'm saying.
But were you going there in the 1950s?
But I'm saying I should be expecting some sort of regional accented gentleman to help me out. So I get in the first cab there at the airport, and he says, so how was flight for you? Was it having good flight, sir? And I'm like, yes, yes. And I look at his license. Yes, Sergey. Yes, I did have a good flight. Thank you very much. And so then I get to the hotel, and it's just a ghost town. It's 2 a.m. in South Burlington, Vermont. Nobody is around. And I get behind the counter, and I say, yes, I'm checking in. Garn, please. Yes, we have here for you on the file the pleasure of having you. And,
same guy?
No, different guy. Sergey was my cab driver. Alexei was behind the counter at the hotel.
The Russians have taken over.
And then out from the back, a young lady says, one thing for you to know, breakfast, 8:30, buffet breakfast, enjoy your stay. Olga was behind him.
Oh,
and it struck me as I was sitting there, I said, oh, Red Dawn. That hits me. It hit me. I was in the air, and the Russians came, and they invaded Vermont, and they took over. So I started screaming, Wolverines! Wolverines! Running up and down the hallways of the hotel, and it didn't make any sense.
That's a very reasonable assumption.
That's what I figured, right? That's where your mind immediately goes, is Red Dawn. You're in a small rural state, and everyone's speaking Russian all of a sudden? It's got to be the Red Dawn.
Yeah, it's on. It's absolutely on.
It turns out it wasn't that at all.
It wasn't on?
Just a coincidence. Mm. But, yeah.
Well, Comrade Bernie Sanders would be excited by that news,
he
too,
would.
By the way. It'd be perfect
also,
for him.
Exactly. Another tie-in. Socialism.
Sure.
Boom.
Of course it would be there first.
Not Burlington. Now it's Leningrad, Vermont. Right? Turns out I was wrong. So I'm sorry to everyone. I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning by screaming Wolverines. Seemed inappropriate. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office as we do on a Monday morning. Jungle Book continues to dominate the weekend box office, easily crushing the number two film. $42.4 million made it number one. The Huntsman, Winter's War, came in with $9.3 million. That was the closest film to Jungle Book at number two.
Wow.
Keanu debuted at $9.4 million. Mother's Day debuted with even less, $8.3 million. Barbershop, The Next Cut, was number five. Then Zootopia. Ratchet and Clank. Ah, Ratchet and Clank.
Wasn't that the morning show on K-Rock before us?
It was. Ratchet and Clank. Now they've got their own feature film. Where do you guys have? $4.8 million. The Boss, Batman v Superman, and Criminal at number 10. Still hanging in there. Out of time already. Well, happens when the Russians take over Vermont.
Right.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Ellie Kemper. How much do we love Ellie Kemper?
She's adorable.
Adorable Ellie
Kemper.
Am I
a bad person for not watching Kimmy Schmidt yet?
Yes, you are.
You're a bad person for a lot of reasons, but yes, that's one of them.
Yes and yes.
Okay.
36 years old today. Robert Buckley, Major Lily White on iZombie, 35 years old today. Singer Lily Allen. Oh, she's adorable, too. She's 31. David Beckham, former soccer player.
Yes, I like to play soccer, and sometimes I don't play, though, because I get an owie down there near my ankle.
Ugh, it's the worst. He's 41, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, 44 years old today. Soon to be seen at Baywatch, the movie. Right?
Right.
All right, then. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It is Monday morning. Thanks again to everybody who bought tickets when they went on sale Friday for this year's K-Rock Weenie Roast, happening in less than 2 weeks now, you guys.
Yep, week from
Saturday.
We're
in May now. It's happening. Yeah, week from Saturday, the Irvine Meadows Amphitheater. Keep on listening for your chance to win. We got two chances for you to win this morning on the Kevin Bean Show. Monday means we also catch up with our friend Harvey Levin in the newsroom at TMZ.com, where he continues to be on 24-hour Prince Watch. Hey, Harvey.
Good morning, guys.
I thought it was very helpful to see this map that you laid out for me of Prince's neighborhood. I always wondered how close he lived to a Target store. I appreciate the fine graphics you're doing over there at TMZ. Good job, Harvey.
Well, the Target store is relevant because there is a pharmacy in the Target store.
Right.
All right.
And the reason this is significant is, you know, we told you guys a day or so after he died that there was just clear signs of a Percocet problem.
Right.
And one of the things we wanted to, because he almost died 6 days before he actually died, you know, when he was flying back home and he had to land because he OD'd on Percocet. So,
right.
You know, that we know that's what authorities are looking at. So we started looking at the Walgreens he was at hours before he died. And the Walgreens he was at was 6.1 miles from his home. Now, that's important because there are at least eight other pharmacies that are much, much closer than that one. And the marker of this whole thing, and we've seen this so many times with addicts, is that, you know, when somebody is addicted to a drug and they need to take it more than it's supposed to be prescribed, what they generally end up doing is they get multiple doctors, they might get prescriptions under aliases, and they use different pharmacies because a pharmacy or a doctor can flag overprescribing or overuse. And so to kind of go under the radar on all of this, they shop around. And there was no reason for Prince to be 6.1 miles away from his home to fill a prescription. I mean, it was significantly further than all of the other drugs.
So you're saying had he gone to the same Walgreens, for example, every time,
he couldn't have done it.
They would have said, no, okay.
It would have raised a red flag. And, you know, the feds actually monitor this stuff with controlled substances because it goes into a computer. So if it's the same name over and over and over again, it creates a real problem. And
yeah,
it flags it, and the doctor can get in trouble, and so can the pharmacy.
Now, in your research, does it sound to you like Prince personally was going in and up to the counter to pick up his prescriptions?
I can tell you, when we got this photograph of Prince at this Walgreens, he was in the parking lot pacing, waiting for the person inside to come out with a prescription. So it almost looks like he did not want to wait until they got home with the prescription. He wanted to be there.
Wow.
I mean, from the people who saw him, he was agitated, he was pacing, and he had gone to a pharmacy at least four times in the last week to fill prescriptions.
Yeah, I mean, even using a fake name, you can't get away with that if you're Prince. You've got to have people. You've got to have surrogates that you're sending in. But that also means this is another tragic rock star overdose, if that's what it ends up being. It also means you've got people around you on your dime who are enabling you.
They're going out
of their way to know you are doing something damaging to yourself.
It's true. And you know, look, we don't know what the official cause of death is going to be. We know he had a Percocet problem, and you know whether that turns out to be the case or not. I started thinking about it over the weekend. I can't think of the last celebrity who OD'd on something like heroin or cocaine. It's all prescription drugs.
Wow.
And that's what it's been for the last 7 years.
You know, Dr. Drew has said that to us so many times that it is the biggest drug problem in America right now is prescription drugs because they're overprescribed every day, all over
Absolutely.
The country.
Absolutely. I mean, it is dire. It's just dire.
It is. And I was really surprised, Harvey, to see that George Lopez has figured out a way to get some headlines out of Prince's death.
God.
How were Prince and George Lopez friends?
Well, they were. I didn't know it either, but they were actually close.
Huh.
And, you know, he did all of this anonymously. Right now, the estate is tied up. The money is frozen, and nobody can get at it because the administrator is trying to figure out what to do. And, by the way, the kids are already squabbling and warring over all of this.
That
I mean,
sucks.
It started already. So they can't get at any money, and they need living expenses. Prince was footing the bill for a lot of them, and they don't have any living expenses left because of the freezing of the estate. So George Lopez fronted $20,000 for living expenses and travel for these kids. I shouldn't say kids. I mean, they're the siblings.
Siblings,
until the money it can be distributed in some way, even for living expenses. And he may give more depending on how long this takes.
I would be so embarrassed, by the way, if I were a grown-ass person living off of my brother. I really would.
You know what's really funny? You say that, and I get it. I'm not so sure our view is the prevailing view of this. I'm not so sure.
You think this is an NFL? One of my brothers made it to the NFL, so now it's free ride for me for life.
I think a lot of people feel like, you know, family can take care of other family members, and that there's no responsibility. And I don't know. It's weird because I feel strongly the same way you do. But, you know, I've kind of sent up trial balloons on this. And especially with younger people, it doesn't resonate.
I mean, throwing a tantrum, you know, if that's what they're doing, that they've got no money to live on.
The sister stormed out of the meeting on Friday.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. All right, Harvey. Well, I know you'll keep us posted on that. And today is the day. Somebody's in front of a judge or something deciding what the next step is, right?
They're there right now. The judge, this is the first hearing you know, on the nothing big should happen, but, you know, with the brothers and sisters in court, somebody may say something. But it's not supposed to be a big deal. This is just to kind of get things started.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. You keep us posted on that. Don't forget, look for TMZ throughout the day on Channel 11. Also, TMZ Live at 4, also on Fox 11. TMZ Sports, Monday through Friday at midnight on Fox Sports 1. South of Wilshire, the hilarious TMZ game show, airing on Channel 13 at 5:30. And if you're buying tickets, especially with friends and family coming to visit in spring and summer, only buy your tickets for the TMZ tour officially from the website at TMZ.com. Harvey, have yourself a great week. We'll talk to you next time.
Okay, guys. We'll see you.
Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 6:39.
All right. Rodney on the Rock in the mornings.
Hi, Rodney.
K-Rock, K-R-O-Q, FM.
Yes, we're on FM.
Indeed.
Yes, that's new.
106.7.
106.7 FM. 106. That's right, Rodney.
106.7. Right. K-Rock. In the mornings, Rodney. In the mornings.
Well, you're not. I mean, technically, it's still the Kevin
Rodney
Beach
and the
Show.
Rock Show.
Happy to see you.
Finally, put me in the mornings.
Okay.
Usually, I mean, I'm awake in the morning, but I'm not usually here.
Right. Well, you just walked in. We didn't have anything to
Godhead.
Do. Godhead. It is Godhead that you're awake, Rodney. What brings you by K Rock this morning?
The Monkees.
Oh, the Monkees.
Oh, the Monkees.
Right. Monkees have a new album.
Right.
It's going to be coming out.
Mm-hmm.
It's new music from the Monkees.
You right. must have been waiting for this for your whole
May
life.
May 27th, oh, the wow. new album.
Right. Mm-hmm. This month,
and
right
I
around
hope
the corner.
They have it. Then the way that you, when you listen to an album, it comes in a box.
What?
I try to download the box, but how do they even get the cover to come through your computer when you?
No, it's not.
Get the, when you download an album,
yeah, I know you
try
been...
to print it. An album out, and then I put it on my turntable and just sound like.
Right. It doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. We're going to have somebody show you how to download music, Rodney. You're still very confused about that. But I think they'll release it as
a new needle.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
The paper's not as good as vinyl.
They'll make it a CD, too, and they'll probably come out with it on vinyl, too, which I think would be your favorite.
All right. 8-track, too?
Well, probably not. 8-track. Now,
I have
Rodney.
That in my GTO.
Why have the Monkees not made an album in more than 20 years?
Well, some of them are dead.
Right. Is that? Davy Jones did pass away. That's
uh-huh.
true.
Davy Jones of the Monkees
right.
was a friend of mine.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I was on the Monkees. David would be on the show,
mm-hmm.
and then they would have to have what stand-in.
Oh, that
oh,
was
you were
you.
His stand-in?
No, I was... David Jones standing on the Monkees.
How about
okay.
And there's one episode called The Prince and the Monkey,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
where David meets a prince.
Right.
Uh-huh. It looks just like him.
And it was you?
Well, David played both roles uh-huh. in the show, but when he would be talking to himself, they would show back of my head.
Wow.
Because David and I looked a lot like each other.
Okay.
I looked more like him, I think, than he looked like me.
Yeah, I would say exclusively, yes.
But the Monkees are coming out with new music.
Right.
Right.
It's
very
going
exciting.
To be in May 27th.
You mentioned right. that already.
This month.
So,
and then
so,
they're going on a tour.
Uh-huh.
For the 50th anniversary of the Monkees
right.
tour. And it'll be half the Monkees.
Right.
Now, how excited are you to see the Monkees in 2016?
Nothing's made me happier than this in
okay.
a long time. And the new single, She Makes Me Laugh, was written by another K-Rock artist, Rivers Phoenix. Wrote
Rivers Cuomo.
Wrote that She Makes Me Laugh.
Rivers Cuomo.
Right.
Rivers Cuomo.
Of course, is from Weezer.
Weezer.
It's
Weezer.
All right.
It's Weezer or Weezer.
Other K-Rock artists love the Monkees as much as I do.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of the album's called Good Times.
Good Times.
It'll mm-hmm. be out on 5/27.
Right,
May 27th.
May 27th.
And
right.
the songs on it are written by a lot of people that you know.
Rivers Cuomo.
Rivers Cuomo.
Uh-huh.
And Noelle Gallagher.
Noelle Gallagher.
She's written one for...
It's a guy.
She Him. Lives in an oasis,
he,
apparently.
He is in the band Oasis, Rodney.
And Paul Weller.
Right, there you know Paul Weller.
I know Paul Weller.
Mm-hmm.
he wrote a song for the Monkees on their new album called Good Times.
Right.
It's their first new album in 20 years.
20 years. Uh-huh. Coming out May 27th.
The last one was Justice. Just Us was the name of it. And that was before Davey passed away.
Right. Right.
And Ben Cabbard.
Ben
from
Gibbard.
Death Gib for Cutie.
He's... You have all the details right.
He also
right?
wrote a song. And Andy Extridge.
Andy Partridge.
From Par-TC.
XTC.
He wrote a song. And okay. the whole album produced by Adam Slagen. Slagen. Like Adam produced it. He's
right.
from Fountains of Wayne.
There you go.
Nice.
And also, you know him from Fountains of Wayne.
You just said yep. that.
He also produced the album, but there's other songs, previously unreleased songs, also from the Monkees.
Wow, uh-huh. You know a lot about this album, Rodney.
It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And now here are the Monkees.
Well, we're not playing the Monkees right now, but we're excited about the record coming out, Rodney. Thanks
wait,
for sharing.
Wait, you brought me on and you're not going to play the new Monkees song?
I mean, we have a clip of the new Monkees song.
Okay.
Rivers Cuomo.
Coming up next.
It's just a
coming
small
up on the
piece.
K-Rock Morning Rodney Show, it's the Monkees with this song from their new album, Good Times.
Come maybe on. I should take her on safari. You'll see us wave from our canoe if that's what she wants to do. Tell me what's wrong with that. She makes me laugh.
All right, the Monkees on K-Rock.
Right.
I have to go change my pants.
Ralph Garman.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, sir. We missed you on Friday?
Nope.
We did.
No, you didn't.
You can't speak for us.
No, you didn't.
Allie does a lovely job on the showbiz when you're gone, but it's always good to have the whole team together. I'm just saying.
No,
happy to see
you. I know you, Bean. Stop it.
what's going on?
You're much happier having that douchebag Mr. Movie Phone than me here, I'm sure.
I enjoy talking to Russ.
Yeah, sure. I know. You know you do.
We had an interesting chat with Russ.
Yeah, did you
yes,
hear about
we
that?
Did.
No. Alan kind of gave me a heads up and said, ooh, something's off with that
it
guy.
It was a little weird.
Well, he's a major douchebag.
Well, he's not a douchebag.
That's part
of
the problem.
He's a terrific guy.
Enormous douche.
And a lovely friend of the show. But
he's a fantastic douchebag.
He thought that he and Allie were having a feud, and Allie was completely
he thinks everybody's having a feud
unaware.
With him. That's why he's a douchebag.
But out of nowhere, he goes, well, I want to tell you about this movie, Mother's Day, but Allie will think I'm sexist like last time when we got in a fight.
Yeah,
and I said, what?
She looked at me like, what's he talking about? I said, I don't know what he's talking
so
about.
So I asked him what he was talking about, and he kind of over-explained something that never happened. So
yeah.
I said, stop being a sensitive little bitch.
Oh, shit, here we go. It's on. Race war.
You're
race
war's
on, everybody! It's going down! It's going down!
It's not a race war.
It's my girl, Blue.
Race war.
It was very odd.
Yeah.
It was a misunderstanding.
He's a colossal douchebag.
Not even a little. He's a nice man.
A crippling douchebag.
He's a nice man, and
it's
it was a fun report.
Crippling. Crippling. You know, he's worth $75 million.
My point
really?
Is,
just
Ralph,
ask him. Just ask him.
As fun as Friday was without you, we're delighted to have you back. What do you have for us today?
I have the top 10 movies at the box office, the way I do on a Monday. The Jungle Book continues to dwarf the competition. Another $42.4 million for Jungle Book this week. I made it number one. The Huntsman Winter's War was two. Keanu debuted to $9.4 million at number
Kevin,
three.
Kevin, loved it.
Did you
yeah.
check it out?
Loved
I had
it.
No time this weekend.
He loves that Key and Peele.
I do. I don't think it's good enough that if you don't like Key and Peele, you would love it. You know what I mean? Like, it's part of the fun is just watching them
yeah.
with
yeah.
each other.
I
They're
watch
so
them in anything.
Great. Yeah.
yeah.
Mother's Day debuted to $8.3 million. Allie?
Loved it because I'm a woman and that's my job.
Well, here we go. What? You and I are going to have another fight because you're going to say I'm sexist.
Stop being a little
bitch. Because I'm a douchebag. Barbershop, the next cut, was fifth. Zootopia, number six. Ratchet and Clank. That's a thing, I guess.
They're my lawyers.
They're your lawyers?
Yeah.
Ratchet and Clank, how may I direct your call? The Boss was eighth. Batman v Superman is ninth. And Criminal, top 10 movies at the box office this weekend.
Kevin, you see that again?
I did not, as it is a terrible movie.
That's Smooth Criminal.
I'm related. Damn, Daniel. Steven Spielberg, I'm glad things are working out for that guy. I was a little worried about him, because I figured he's got to be running out of money by now, right?
You'd think.
But he'll be buying another yacht pretty soon, I'm guessing. Wall Street Journal reports that, you know, Comcast just purchased DreamWorks Animation last Thursday.
Is that good?
Is that good for whom?
For
Steve?
It's good for Steve. But for DreamWorks, I'm saying. Is that good for them? No way of knowing.
I don't know what you mean by good.
Back to you. Well, sometimes when a company buys another one, it changes everything and it's much better.
This is just...
just irrelevant.
This is just paperwork.
Okay.
I get the sense that DreamWorks Animation will remain an autonomous movie production company, and Comcast will just reap the benefits of the profits.
All right.
As will Steven Spielberg, who received, according to the Wall Street Journal, $187 million in cash.
It's not a bad day.
It was Steve's check. That's what he got.
So he woke up one day. He woke up one day and he didn't have $187 million.
Well, he did.
He didn't have that $187
million. He didn't have that particular $187 million.
Then when he went to bed that night, he had that
$187 million. And he had that, yes.
$7.9 million.
All in dimes. What? I thought was odd. Yeah. Wow. Why would you ask for that payment? That seems problematic. But I guess that's good. Tell me, this doesn't sound like just Beer Mug. This story should just be called "Hey Beer Mug." That's what the headline should have been. Did you hear about this New York pizzeria, Vinny's in Brooklyn, that has built a pizza box out of pizza?
Yeah.
Yummy.
What do you mean?
I mean, Allie, that your pizza will come to you, to your house, when they deliver it in a box that is made itself out of pizza.
But then that's got to be in a box, otherwise that's very unsanitary.
No, it isn't.
Really?
Yep. The box itself is made of crust.
That's so gross.
That is filled with cheese and toppings. And then inside that box, there's a pizza. Inside the pizza box is a pizza.
I don't...
Fantastic. Says that the edible pizza box solves the problem of wasted cardboard. It's good for the planet. And good for your heart, too.
But to Allie's point, isn't that going to be a complete mess?
No, because it's a crust box. Inside the crust, baked into the crust, is the sauce and cheese and toppings.
But you put that on, like, Joe Schmo's seat, and he delivers it? Like, what's on his seat? Cat hair, dog hair, something disgusting? That's gross.
Why are you assuming that the good people at Vinny's Pizzeria have unsanitary delivery people? Maybe it comes in with latex gloves and he has a hazmat suit on. You don't know.
Okay.
I'm just saying, how happy is Beer Mug? You're missing the point.
Oh, sorry.
Beer Mug can order a pizza
Beer Mug
now,
is very happy.
Then he gets to eat the box when he's done eating the entire pizza in one sitting.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Speaking of Beer Mug, should people call him?
Sure.
Call Beer Mug right now for something?
Yeah, we have tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast. It is sold out. Thank you to everybody for buying tickets. We're going to make you earn them. We're going to play a little game called Umaroki. So if you want to call now, 1-800-520-1067.
Uma Thurman's
coming in. Playing.
It's a sing song. You said Umaroki.
Oh, Umaroki.
One more time?
That was Umaroki.
Umaroki. I don't even understand what's happening.
You don't.
Umaroki.
Umaroki. That's what we said. Not what you said.
All right.
Twice.
Call now. The point is 1-800-520-1067.
You want Uma Thurman to sing some songs for you? Call now. Call Beer Mug and say, hey, how's that pizza box treat you? Today's celebrity birthdays. I heard, by the way, that everybody who wanted a ticket for Weenie Roast got them. We might not get any callers because I heard everybody who wanted a ticket was able to go online and buy tickets.
That's very hurtful.
That's
Ralph.
Not technically
very hurtful. I heard everybody that wanted a ticket got a ticket. That's what I heard. It seemed like everybody was very happy with how everything went down over the weekend. That's the emails that I received.
Is that right?
Everybody was very pleased with the process.
I don't.
We're going to go with Ralph's email then.
Let's go with mine. It's much more pleasant than the ones you've been getting. Today's celebrity birthdays. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's 44 years old today. Former soccer player David Beckham turns 41. Ellie Kemper. You first fell in love with her on The Office. And now you fall in love with her when you watch Kimmy Schmidt. 36 years old today. Robert Buckley plays Mayor Lilywhite on iZombie. He's 35 years old. And Lily Allen celebrates her 31st birthday. I'm Ralph Garman.
We're going to play Umuroki next. I walk the showbiz beat.
It really is the most wonderful time of the year. I mean, we just passed one-third Christmas, and that's a very special day. And now we've got the K-Rock Weenie Roast coming up in less than two weeks from right now at the Irvine Meadows Amphitheater on May 14th. We got the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and we got Weezer and Empire of the Sun, Panic at the Disco, the Lumineers, Garbage, Cold War Kids, Fits in the Tantrums, and so much more. We're going to give away some tickets right now to you at 1-800-520-1067 with a game that we like to call Umuroki.
Umuroki as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
You would think we would be tired of Umuroki right now, but I'm not even close to being tired of Umuroki.
I am the best, thank you.
Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I take away from it.
Let's start with Megan in La Palma. Hi, Megan.
Hi, good morning.
Now, Megan, we should explain for you and others who have not heard the game how it works. Omar is going to be singing a portion of a song that will be performed that day at the K-Rock Weenie Roast. You're going to have to, this is a little tough for you this morning, you're going to have to come up with the title of the song and the artist who will be singing it. They're all very popular K-Rock songs that you hear all the time. So title and artist of this song from DJ Omar Khan.
Okay.
Soon I'll be 60 years old. Wah! Think the world is cold, or will I have a little children that could warn me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I?
By Lucas Graham.
That's correct.
What was the name of the song?
Soon I'll be 60 years old.
7 years, right. Congratulations. Hold on.
We are in the drawing, one step closer to K-Rock Weenie Roast tickets for Saturday, May 14th.
I'm sorry, Omar.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Brianna in Buena Park, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, but I'm ready.
You should be. Good luck.
Bang, bang, knock on the door. Another big bang, you're down on the floor. Oh, no, what do we do? Don't look down, but I lost my shoe.
To Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Sorry, that's Weezer Buddy Holly. Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Alyssa in Riverside. Hi there.
Hi.
All right, here's Omar. Good luck.
Alyssa sounds terrified. And you should be. We all should be, because Omar's singing.
We are always running for the thrill of it, thrill of it. Always pushing up the hill, searching for the thrill of it. On and on and on, we are counting out again. Never looking down, I'm just in awe of what's in front of me.
Empire of the Sun, Walking on a Dream.
Yes.
Look at that.
Nicely done. Hold on,
all right,
please.
You are in the drawing. 2 out of 3 so far. Not too bad. Who's up next?
All right, let's go to Michael in Covina. Hi, Michael.
What's up, guys?
Umuroki is what's up.
There we go.
You can't look, but you can't touch. I don't think I like you much. Heaven knows what a girl can do. Heaven knows what I've got to prove.
Oh, that's a tough one.
It's really not.
Well, I mean, the song isn't, but your version of it is sort of tough.
I'm going to throw it out there. I don't know. Garbage, Only Happy When It Rains.
So close. I think I'm paranoid.
Oh.
Yeah, right band, wrong song.
So close. Nice effort.
All right.
Now I feel bad.
Let's go to Todd and Alyssa Viejo. Omar, do you ever feel bad about this game?
No.
You should.
Come on.
More than us. Hey, Todd.
How's it going, guys?
Good, thank you. Artist and song title.
Push me up against the wall, young Kentucky girl in a push-up bra. Falling all over myself to lick your heart and taste your health, because with the birds I'll share this lonely view.
Have you heard that song?
I have.
You have heard that song.
Yeah.
Okay. Todd?
Sure? That's a sad part.
It's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes.
Yes.
Hang on.
You Googling?
No, I'm thinking. Sammy California.
Sorry, it's scar tissue.
Push me up against the wall.
Right.
That's two callers who had right band, wrong song. I feel bad. But we move on. Qualifying people for K-Rock Weenie Roast tickets. Who's next?
Next is Andrew in Corona. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys.
There we go.
Here's Omar. Good luck.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed.
Have you heard that song?
Yeah,
okay.
I just heard it.
Andrew.
just heard it. Jesus, I've been sleeping in my bed. I know it's a Cold War kid.
No. Sorry, that's the Lumineers' Ho Hey.
I've been trying to do it right.
That has nothing to do with what Omar just did.
How about one more? Let's see if we can go out on a winner.
All right, Steve in Azusa, hi.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Man, good luck. Good luck to you.
I can't even use it.
It's tough listening, even on hold, trying to play along, right? It's a tough game.
Absolutely.
You guys are disturbing the genius here.
Sorry.
Ooh, crazy's what they think about me. Ain't gonna stop till they tell me so, 'cause 99 miles per hour, baby, is how fast that I like to go.
Oh, jeez. Victor with tantrums of the walker?
Yes!
Yes! What they think about me.
Well, nicely done.
Steve coming through. He is in the drawing to win the tickets for the K-Rock Weenie Roast, as is Alyssa. Also, Megan, only one will win to join us on Saturday, May 14th at the Irvine Meadows Amphitheater. Miss Alan McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Alyssa.
Alyssa! Yeah. Congratulations, Alyssa.
Yeah.
You got tickets.
What was that?
Sure, you want to go?
All right. Thanks for playing the game.
Oh, Maroki, that's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
That nice lady that came in a few months ago who was going to film a Mother's Day special, 8 months pregnant?
Yes.
And she was running a campaign to get people to contribute so they could make the special. And one of the things you could do if you put enough money down was to name her child. Well, apparently that happened.
Just the middle name, though, I think.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. Kira Sultanovich is her name. She's very funny. She's going to join us with an update on how the special came out and what her kid's middle name is now, thanks to one of her fans. That's on the way. Comedian Jen Kirkman on the program tomorrow. Allie, Wednesday is your day here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
What?
We're talking to Boba Fett. Jeremy Bullock, the actor who played Boba Fett in the Star Wars movies.
That's
on
amazing.
Star Wars Day on May 4th. Also, Chris Martin from Coldplay that same day.
On so the same day?
On the same day.
It is Alley Day.
So that is coming up this week on the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock.
So last week we were talking about Bean getting this offer for $400 to sell his website, 70247.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he rightly sniffed that out as a scam.
Thank you.
No way could that be real.
Thank you. My antenna were up, and I think I made the right decision.
And we just scratched the surface of how many websites Bean owns, mm-hmm, and what he's doing with them.
Okay.
And then we thought, well, Bean can't be the only one who has a bunch of websites and good intentions.
Look, the internet
and
is
nothing more.
The internet is a gold rush. You know that, Kevin, especially, you know, 20
years. But Bean, the
20
gold
years
is
ago.
When the guy says, I'll give you $400, and you say, okay, that's the gold rush.
Okay. But that guy was going to figure out a way to steal my house,
sure,
my wife, and my dog. There's no question that was a scam. In fact, I'm glad that the former producer of the Kevin DeBean Show, Lightning, has joined us in studio. Lightning, you reached out to me that day and said it was absolutely a scam in your mind, right?
Yeah. No, I do believe it was also a scam.
Thank you.
Yeah, so what happens normally is it's not always like, hey, we want your money. It's, we want to give you money. And then when they get you interested, then they flip it on you. So they can you front us the money so we can pay you later? Can we pay you?
Let me just interrupt for 1 second. Mm-hmm. So if they flip the script on you and they say, oh, why don't you send us money, then you can go, hey, this is a scam, I'm not going to do that.
But I didn't have to get to that step. I didn't have to waste my time getting to step two. Okay. I could tell at step one it was a scam.
All right.
But so the question is, how will anyone ever offer to buy your website if you think everyone's scamming you?
Look,
how many websites do you own, Bean?
There's something about the way that inquiry was written, Allie, that made it sound not legit. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
If I had gotten an email from a person who sounded like he was speaking English and he was asking in a question that didn't sound like it was leading to a scam, I might have entertained the offer.
Oh, so racist.
How many websites do I have?
Yes.
I know that's what we're gonna talk to the Kevin and Bean listeners about. If you have domain names that you have not put a website on,
a squatter.
Meaning you are a very busy person, uh-huh, and haven't yet had the time to realize your dream is what it means.
But
so
you're squatting on it.
You bought a website and you thought, one day I'm going to put some content up on this website that is either going to make me money, or it's going to be awesome, or it's going to be successful, or it's going to be popular, or something you just haven't gotten around to. Like my stronglywordedletter.com, for instance. That's a great domain name. No one loves strongly worded letters more than I do. No one writes strongly worded letters more than I do.
There's a way I can do something with that name.
What?
I just haven't gotten around to
it. You can put up your letters. No one cares.
Well, that's why I haven't done that idea yet, but that doesn't mean there aren't lots of other good ideas that I haven't.
See.
I own HalloweenSpooks.com, Kevin. Now, you tell me that's not a name that's worth something.
That's not a name that's worth something.
HalloweenSpooks.com.
How many offers have you gotten for that, Bean?
Well, it doesn't matter. I wouldn't sell it anyway. Oh. Look, that's the kind of domain name, though, that I have that in my mind I'm picturing all these. Look, Halloween is the second most popular day in America in calendar year. Tell me there's not something I can do with that that one day would be an awesome
what
website.
Have you done with that?
I haven't done anything.
Is this like your 401k plan? Is this what you're going to do when you retire? Just to drop websites?
Look, I own andygibb.com. Now, he is a great Australian who is unfortunately no longer with us that still has millions of fans around the world. One day, there's going to be a way for people who love shadow dancing to go to my website and do something that's going to make me money. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
You haven't gotten to that.
That's the uncool kind of squatting, though.
Oh,
you're not supposed
to
squat on someone else's name.
He does that a lot.
I know.
He has a bunch of people's names.
He's dead. He's not asking for it.
He has an estate, though.
Right. So we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear about domain names that you bought thinking you were one day going to do something with them, but you haven't yet. That's key. If you're running a website, we don't care. We want a domain name that you haven't used. And that's why our man Lightning is here, because I understand you're my people.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've bought and sold quite a few and then just let others lapse that I didn't use.
Yeah, you have to pay every year, don't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So every year when it comes around, don't you take stock of,
it's like
I haven't done anything
bucks.
With Andy Gibb again.
Yeah. It's like $8
right, but
year,
you're the
though.
Cheapest man alive.
It's worth it because one day there's going to be an Andy Gibb resurgence, and I'm going to be on top of it.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
I'm the kind of guy
Lightning,
that will
how
go
many
in,
do you own?
If we'll be in the office and Dave will have a good idea, like so-and-so, and like, oh, my God, I'm going to register that. And I get it. And then I sit on it for a year. And if I think, oh, you know what, I can do something with it. If not, I usually let it go. I won't squat it too long. But I do have a list of ones that I have kept, and I don't know why.
Okay.
Exactly.
So you keep these, but you haven't put up a site or anything on the
some
web.
Some have placeholders. Some don't, depending
okay.
on how into
Dean,
it
how many
I
of
am.
Yours have placeholders?
None.
Okay. Back to you, Light.
You know, one of the ones that I've had for a long time is partyfowl.com, which I think is worth something to someone.
Sure.
Now, I can see why you would say that, because it is a popular expression that people use.
Right. How long have you owned that?
Since 99.
Okay, so can't you tell by now if it's not valuable
now,
to someone else?
I tried twice in vain to develop that.
Okay.
We spent many hundreds of thousands of dollars and failed.
Did you say many hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Who spent hundreds of thousands of dollars?
I don't want to get into that now. But we had investors, and we did it, and it took us 3 years, and we went as big as we could.
Right.
We did the whole Silicon Beach thing in Venice and opened an office and whatnot.
Oh, my God.
Look at how
much work now Lightning's
that,
doing.
So that we put the company to bed. It didn't work, and we learned a lot. But I held on to the domain because I love it.
Let me ask you this, Light. And this is a serious question for entrepreneurs who may be listening. And that is, these days, you wouldn't even bother putting up a website. You'd just develop an app, right? If you had an idea like PartyFowl, that's an app, right?
Yeah, and it was an app. And we designed a lot of things. But we let everything go. And this is the one thing I held on to.
You held on to the domain name. And just in case
you have
another couple of hundred thousand you want to throw away.
Because it's PartyFowl. Hello. Yeah.
Right.
I also have millionairesandgangsters.com. Feels like a clothing line, not sure, just sounded cool.
How long have you had that one?
2 years.
Okay.
I have Band Name Glossary, which I'm going to develop, mark my words, I think, I hope.
Oh, so this would be a website that you could go to find out if the name that you just came up with for your band is already being used.
And if so, what does it mean? Like Imagine Dragons, they say it's one of those words that can be flipped backwards and forwards. What do you call that, Allie? You know, it's a
palindrome?
Palindrome. Yeah, but I don't believe it. And there are people that have theories, and this would be a place where people
could come. I can tell you.
So where
it's not
did they get their name type of glossary?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right,
okay.
That's interesting.
I like
that. How long have you had that?
A year and a half or so,
okay.
Maybe.
All right. That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah,
I mean,
don't hate that.
Like
don't
other
steal
websites,
it, people.
Though, you'd have to figure out a way to make money off of it, but I think it would be a useful site on the internet.
Yeah. And one that I have a tattoo of, which is West Coast for Life.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
And are you doing anything online with that?
Not a thing.
Not a thing?
Nothing.
Okay.
Zip, zilch.
All right.
Truck stop show. podcast, maybe about trucks. Not sure. Sounds cool.
Truck Stop Show.
Right?
Lightning.
I own.
You're so cute.
One of the new additions to my collection.
You own
is,
newaddition.com?
I do not know.
Oh,
that
would be huge.
No. That one would be badass. Lazy Slang. I bought that at Coachella. And I don't know how it came up. Someone was drunk and they go, that just sounds like Lazy Slang, bro. And I go, yeah, Lazy Slang, that's mine.
You took time out of your Coachella experience to register that.
I found a spot with Wi-Fi and I registered at Coachella.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
Because I loved it.
And
yes.
By the way, did you have like a crazy rush? Like in your head, you're like, oh, my God, this is the million-dollar idea that's finally going to get me out of working at stupid K-Rock.
I was talking to Ramon, one of our writers for K-Rock.com, and he's like, if you don't get that, I'm going to get it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get it. It was just one of those things. Like, I got it.
Good work.
Look, I showed him my phone. I just got it. Screw you, buddy. We're like Lazy Slang. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do.
That's going to be so huge.
Yeah. I
when
no
you
clue.
Don't do anything with
right,
it.
Right, right.
So when you're drunk, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. And my favorite of all that I've had for quite a few years now is WhiskeyDisco.com.
WhiskeyDisco.com.
That's your favorite.
Yes.
Those are just two words that don't
but
go together.
But it sounds cool.
Is
yeah,
because
they don't.
Whiskey with an EY or just Y?
No, it's Y. Whiskey. Okay. Like drink whiskey, whiskey.
Well, there's
disco,
two whiskeys. One's Scotch whiskey, one's the other.
Oh, you should have bought them both.
Yeah, I would have bought them both.
You need to get
that's
on that right away.
Come
if you don't
on,
get
dude,
it,
damn
I will.
It.
Let's take Sherry in Costa Mesa, please. She's up first on line two. Again, the question for you, the Kevin and Bean listener, is what domain names did you buy thinking you would one day do something with, but in fact, you're just paying money every year to own them for nothing?
We'll go to Sherry, but I just want to point out that we haven't really scratched the surface of what Bean owns yet.
Right.
So we do need to get to that at some point.
Now, are you guys talking about .orgs and everything else? Nets
sure,
and stuff? Okay.
Sure.
Why? You have a bunch
because
more?
Because they're lame. Like, who wants a .net? You know, and people are like, oh, I got so-and-so
.net. That's not the point. The point is, Sherry, hi, I'm sorry. What do you own?
I own tacofarts.com.
I'm sorry?
Tacofarts.com.
Okay.
Okay. I want that. How much?
The reason why is because that's my Instagram name, but a lot of people follow me just because of the name because it's funny, and one of my friends talked me into buying the domain name thinking that I would do reviews of tacos and, like, you know.
I'm not going to that site for food reviews.
Keep your farts out of my food, Sherry.
So you've done nothing with it.
I haven't done anything with
how
it.
How long have you owned it?
About a year.
I do not want to see the pictures that are going up on that website.
They would be of tacos, not anything else.
Ah, sure.
Okay.
All right. Right.
Thank you, Sherry, for the call. 1-800-520-1067. Steve, you please hang on. Lawrence, you hang on. Everybody else, too. Call us now. We'll take your calls right after this on K-Rock. Red Hot Chili Peppers just tweeted, new song, Thursday. Looks like it might be called Dark Necessities, brand new Red Hot Chili Peppers music, which we should have for you here on K-Rock on Thursday. That's that's exciting. And we'll get a chance to see them live, of course, in the K-Rock Weenie Roast coming up a week from Saturday. Your chance to win tickets coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Right now we're talking about domain names that you own that you're not doing anything with.
Kevin, it's called domain name squatters.
Well, you call it squatting, but look, again.
Do you have other people's name and you're not doing anything with it? Do you have any sites like that?
Besides andygibb.com?
Yeah.
I have englanddanandjohnfordcoley.com.
Uh-huh. And are you doing anything with it?
Not yet,
that's
but I will.
That's called squatting.
I'm going to put the greatest England Dan and John Ford Coley tribute site that's ever been put on the internet up one day when I have time. I'm
all right,
very
Donald
busy.
Trump, take it easy.
He's
going to use the best words.
I am going to use the best words. All right, let's talk to more of our listeners who are doing the same thing. Wow, we got some great stuff here. Let's start with Jimmy, please, in Long Beach. He's on line six. He's up first. What domain name, Jimmy, do you have that you haven't yet done anything with?
Well, I was at the Hollywood Bowl, and these we were letting out after the concert, and these drunk girls were laughing about the big white balls they have over the orchestra section. You know, and so I thought, bigwhiteballs.com.
Right. So you got that.
It's hilarious when you're drunk.
Yep. Can't think of anything to do with it that isn't pornographic or racist.
How long have you had it?
I've had it for a few years.
All right. Okay. All right. And like Kevin says, every year you kiss that $8 goodbye for renewal, and you go, yep, sure, still I'm hanging on to it.
Is that,
well,
is that the only one? Because I feel like everybody that does this probably has 10 to 20.
Well, you know, I got laid off a while back, and so I was between jobs, and I thought, maybe I can make money off of foot fetishists.
All right.
Okay.
So I registered the domain naughtylittlepiggies.com.
Okay.
Right?
How's that going?
Haven't done anything with it.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the kind of initiative that got you fired, too, by the way. All right, Jimmy, thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate that. Let's try Lawrence. Echo Park Line 1, please. Let's see what Lawrence has got. What's his million-dollar idea that just has yet to be developed?
Or is squatting on? Hey, Lawrence.
Hi, guys.
What's the site you own?
Okay, so Bean, you're responsible for getting me introduced to cyber squatting.
Oh.
I will say.
So Bean's the original squatter, and then you're just like his apprentice?
Dare you.
I'll say he's a mentor.
All right.
Okay. All right. What did you buy?
Okay, so I've got probably about 140 right now.
Are you kidding me?
No. It actually runs the whole gambit from dumbassbitch.com. I got beverlyhells.com. I've got coldnipple.com.
Okay.
Look, technically you can't just one nipple, not two. Technically, I guess you could put any two words together and make it a domain name, but what would you ever do with coldnipple.com?
I don't know, but I'm going to work on it.
It's going to be huge. I'll tell you that.
Thank you, Lawrence. Lori writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, I own palmtreesinbondage.com.
What's happening?
That must be a specialty sexual preference that I'm unaware of. All right, let's talk to Steve in West Hills. He's on line four. His is interesting because of how much money he paid to own this domain name. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. All right, here goes. I was trying to do a deal of the day site way back when Groupon first came out, and my buddy told me he came up with the greatest domain name, and it's called Flybuy, S-L-Y-B-U-Y. I bought it for $1,000. I've owned it for like 5 years, and I've done nothing with it.
Now, this is a site that, in your mind, you were thinking would be a way to aggregate cheap airfare?
No, basically.
Cheap anything.
Like 2-for-1 deal of the day.
Okay.
You know, buy cheap. And
so you spent $1,000 for that.
Yeah, but hey, I did get an offer probably about 6 months ago. Somebody wanted to buy it off me for $100.
Yes.
Oh, nice, Steve.
I got that going for me. And about 2 months ago, guys, I did buy a domain name that I am going to hopefully do something with. It has to do with our Los Angeles Rams.
Okay.
I bought the domain the Ram Tram. I'm going to try to do like transportation limo service to Ram games. So
okay. That's good.
All right,
I like it.
Except that he's not done anything with it yet.
He's got time.
Do you have time? Are you employed?
It cost me $8. Yeah, I'm employed, but I gotta figure it out. I'm trying to figure it out.
I think that's an excellent idea because Los Angelinos love public transportation, so you should do great with that.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks for the call.
Wow.
Thanks to the Kevin and Bean Show. This comes in from the 517. This is Mike in Michigan. Thanks to the Kevin and Bean Show, I own the domain name effinshaky.com. Well, there you go.
Nice. That's not terrible, but what are you going to do with that?
He's got that going for him.
Is that really necessary? No.
Hey, that's the voice of our friend Ralph Garman. Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Monday morning Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Hey. This is going on. This movie. Talk about your stars. Talk about your movie stars. George Clooney, first of all. Mother-loving Clune dog.
Right.
Then why don't you throw in a little actress I like to call Julia Roberts.
Hmm. Okay.
Giancarlo Esposito, one of the best character actors working today. You remember Breaking Bad, of course.
Sure.
Left that face all gone. Remember that? Looks like that?
Sure.
Just a great cast in a fascinating story that involves economics and politics. Kevin, it's got everything that you love.
I'm sorry, did you say economics and politics?
And action and guns and bombs and stuff and louds. Why are you flipping me off? It's got louds. It's got guns and bombs. That's all you need. Just go for the guns and bombs and maybe,
I heard
just
politics.
Maybe a little something else will just seep into that brain.
I can't let that happen, Ralph.
What about the hack director, though, Ralph?
Yes.
I kid. It's Jodie Foster.
Oh, that's right. Yes. So you got all that going for you. The movie's called Money Monster. You know, what's his name? Kramer.
Yeah, Jim Cramer.
Jim Cramer. He does that show on What? Not Kramer from Seinfeld? No.
Yeah. The guy who screams about the stock market on MSNBC.
Yeah, Mad Money guy or whatever. Yeah,
it's about him?
No, it's kind of like that kind of show. Clooney plays a TV personality in the same vein, and then things go south.
Are they a sponsor?
After a disgruntled investor holds him hostage live on television. Because he gives a stock tip out, the guy invests all his money, then it goes south, and he holds Clooney responsible.
Well, he should.
On live television. It is called Money Monster. It is everywhere in theaters on May the 13th. However, we're in a special K-Rock advanced screening of that film on May 11th at the Arclight Hollywood. Hard-pressed to pick a better place to go see a movie than the Arclight.
That's my John.
Right?
That is my John right there. If you'd like to see Money Monster, why don't you call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. First five people through at that particular phone number will win a pair of passes to our advanced screening of Money Monster.
George Clooney.
Oh, we would be such good friends if we ever met.
You're not going to walk in front of his house like
he did. That's a real deal. I used to take a boat and just go up and down Lake Como. just looking George! For him, just throwing out anchor, just pretending to fish.
Ralph, what if you were friends with Jeffrey Dean Morgan, but then George Clooney said, I don't like that guy, I don't want you to hang out with
First
him.
First of all, he would love him.
Would you dump Jeffrey Dean Morgan, though?
You are living in a fantasy world because that would never happen because JDM and Clunedog would love each other and me, and the three of us would be the best of friends.
And you're saying Bean is living in a make-believe world?
Yes, a fantasy fictional world because that would never happen.
Right.
Whereas the three of us sharing cold beers on a hot summer day, looking out over Lake Como.
Will also never happen.
At George's place would absolutely happen.
But I feel like Jeffrey Dean Morgan and George Clooney already have that without the interference of you being involved.
Would be interference. You don't call it interference. Do you call the jelly in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that keeps the bread and the peanut butter together tasting wonderful interference? No, you call it an accoutrement.
I would never use that word, but okay.
So you're jelly.
You call it in addition to. Yes.
Okay.
I'm not the most important part of the sandwich. Don't get me wrong. I'm not ridiculous. I know you need some, two slices of delicious bread and then that delicious peanut butter.
Uh-huh.
But if you add the jelly, it just gets that much better.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Thank you, Allie. You understand. Speaking of movies, The Jungle Book, number one at the box office, $42.4 million makes it number one. The Huntsman, Winter's War, was a distant second with $9.3 million. Then Keanu debuted $9.4 million, made it number three. Mother's Day was fourth in its debut. Barbershop, The Next Cut, turned in at number five over the weekend. Zootopia was sixth. Ratchet and Clank was seventh. The Boss, Batman v Superman, and Criminal, number 10. A lot of, by the way, Ratchet and Clank fans give me a hard time.
Sure.
What is it, then?
It's a very popular video game. That has been turned into a feature film.
All right.
So people who love to play the game are quite incensed with my disregard of their beloved franchise. And I humbly apologize, and I would like to tell each and every one of you exactly how I feel, but there are FCC regulations in place that keep me from expressing myself.
Not allowed to say those things.
Truly. Boy, the douchebag doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? I don't know if you caught any pictures of Justin Bieber's dad, Jeremy's engagement party last Saturday night.
Did not.
But boy, is he an a-hole. it's a relentless a-holery there from the Bieber clan. Jeremy's engagement party. Bieber was there, by the way. He shaved off his dreadlocks, by the way, in case anybody was concerned.
Oh, thank God.
Those are gone. But Jeremy had an engagement party in Toronto. VIP, very very swanky shindig. It was called Nyota Mori.
Okay.
Celebrating Life, Love, and Art was the name of the event. Nyotai Mori, if you're not familiar, is the art of eating sushi off a naked woman's body.
Hey, doesn't that sound wild?
So that was the That was the theme of the event.
Mm-hmm.
So you're starting off with, your baseline is nude women that you're eating sushi off their body, okay?
Remember when that was the thing, years ago?
It was a thing for douchebags.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, let's not stop there. Why don't we have a bunch of superhero impersonators hanging out with the crowd, mingling in the crowd.
Oh, no.
So you could have cocktails with Iron Man and Wonder Woman.
This is not real.
Oh, yeah, it gets realer. And then for everyone to have a photo op and a good time, why don't you go over and pet the tiger that's chained up over there so that you can go over and pet the tranquilized tiger?
Oh, dear.
Wow.
I saw that photo of Bieber with the tiger. It just made me so sad.
It's horrific. It's a nightmare that this majestic creature is chained up for Justin Bieber's dad's engagement party.
Yeah.
And he's got like a giant chain around his neck, and he's obviously just tranked like Kevin at Coachella.
How dare you?
And you just, people are petting it, and it's just like drooling there.
I wanted that tiger to wake up at that instant so bad.
Me too. I wanted to just give him a shot of adrenaline and feed him Justin. And the upside is nobody looks more miserable at this party than Justin Bieber does. So there's that positive.
Wow, that sounds terrible. But it's just, on every level.
It was just, and these douchey Jeremy Bieber's walking around being all douchey. It's just a nightmare.
His dad has always been that way, though.
Yes.
Ever since Justin became famous, his dad.
Oh, he's been coattailing him hard. Yeah. Just, hanging out and, hey, let's go, buddy. Like, he's one of those friend dads who tries to dress up in the affliction wear, and he's got the,
hey, I'm cool, everybody.
Oh, yeah. I'm not old. I'm the same age as my son. Look at me.
And I also feel like
man bun.
A bunch of stories, Ralph, where he was like the groupies that were there for Justin.
Yeah.
He was getting with and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was just awful.
And he'd buy all the booze for him when they were underage partying and stuff like that.
Justin
and
can't buy it.
Well, he couldn't back in the day. Oh. He can now. But yeah. So there. So there.
So there.
Walk on.
Today's celebrity birthday is Lily Allen's 31 years old today. Whatever happened to her? She was white hot there for a second, and she's kind of gone away. Remember that Alfie song she had about her brother? I love that song. No? Not ringing any bells?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, love her. Robert Buckley, 35 years old today. He's on iZombie. Lily Kemper. Not Lily at all. Ellie Kemper is 36 years old. David Beckham's 41.
I like to play soccer, but sometimes I'm just too spent, and I have to take some time off. But that's all right. I'm married to a Spice Girl.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's 44 years old today. That's a man, Beckham. You bend it like The Rock. Right?
Right.
I guess.
Rock.
Right, so I don't need to see
Rock.
That.
Ever,
stop
ever.
Pointing.
It's a man.
Ever.
Oh, can you imagine me and Clundog?
Oh, jeez.
And Robert and The Rock. Or Jeffrey, not
Robert. Who's Robert?
Who's Robert?
Robert's our butler, who will bring us.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Who will bring us mimosas at brunch?
Okay,
this does sound manly.
But it's Jeff Dean Morgan. It's me. It's The Rock. And it's Clooney. Four of us.
I feel like
four of us just cruising.
I feel like the other three are just fine.
They're more than fine. You know why? A little of the gar mixed in. That's why. A little bit of the gar. You know what? It's that special last element of the cocktail. You just put that floater.
You are a floater.
So you're definitely the floater in that cocktail.
You get that 151 floater on the cocktail, and you just light it up.
Yep.
Now it's a party. Because now I got a flaming cocktail.
A flaming floater. That is you.
It's beautiful.
I don't think I'm coming back to this job anymore. I'm perfectly fine Friday on my own. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Almost exactly a year ago on the Kevin and Bean Show, we had comedian Kira Sultanovich in studio with us, and she at the time was getting ready to film a comedy special, a one-hour comedy special, which you know is a huge deal for any comic. And she was, at the time, Kira, what? You were over 8 months pregnant, I think, right?
Just about.
Okay.
Just
and you were doing the special on Mother's Day last year. So
yes.
Here you are almost a year later, and you not only have a baby, but you have a comedy special.
Yay!
Success, ladies and gentlemen.
Dreams come true.
They do. Where were you last time we talked to you? Where were you in the process, Carol?
So I was crowdfunding because you got to raise a lot of money to produce a special. And I came on the show. And actually, I think you guys really helped a lot because we raised a lot after that. We were offering really great perks, like for $25,000, you could help cut the cord. And I was 100% serious. Like, if you made your way to the hospital, you could cut the cord. No problem. Nobody bit on that one.
Okay.
But for $20,000, you could help us name the baby. And we got that one.
You got 20 grand?
Wow. Yes.
Okay, now let me stop you right there. Okay. Because I am fascinated by the person who would spend that kind of money for that honor. But you weren't expecting anyone to come through for that. You thought you were gonna Bernie Sanders it, right? And you were going to get like thousands of $10 Twitter shout-outs. That's
why
you thought you were going to raise the money, right?
You know, here's what I thought, honestly, people were going to bid if they had the money. For 10 grand, I wanted people to contribute 10,000 and they could watch me breastfeed. I thought for sure that one. But
there's
got to
be a fetishist out there for that, right?
I was very surprised about the 20,000. But you know what? Little baby Tyrone is the sweetest. She is delicious. She is such a sweetheart. And we're just grateful that someone contributed that money.
All right. So when you got contacted by someone who was seriously interested in the $20,000, your stomach dropped, right? I mean, you were like, oh, uh-oh.
Yes,
no.
I started to dilate.
what were those conversations like with that person?
Well, I mean, look, I was kind of joking off air that, you know, the Russian mob is involved a little bit. They were like this, hello, we would like to contribute money for your special. And they, you know, I'm not going to lie, it's just the truth. They bought the name of my child.
Okay. The Russian mafia bought the name of your child?
Well, I mean,
do you know that
mafia sounds so mean?
Right.
I like to say mob because it sounds like a mob group of people that are just out to have a good time.
Maybe they're just partying.
Yeah.
What name did they offer to your daughter?
Oh no.
Well, it's not terrible. It's not terrible.
Okay.
We'll be the judge of that.
It's not Tyrone, and it's not Vladimir, as you would think.
Okay. Leonid, right?
It's Claire, which is a nice, sweet name.
Oh, Claire is a lovely name.
Not the Russian mafia.
And by the way,
they don't come up with Claire.
Girl names are impossible because they all sound like sluts. Every girl name. I have a friend who has a 5-year-old, and it's like her name is Savannah.
It does sound like she's on her way to the pole.
I mean, every girl name is impossible, so it's actually kind of cool that somebody, you know.
So Tyrone Claire.
Tyrone Claire, yes.
Okay. All right. Claire is old-fashioned, and it's beautiful. And
you could be a judge.
Yeah.
You could be an artist if you want to be a hippie. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm open to whatever she wants to be.
So what was it like? Look, it's taxing physically to do an hour of comedy on stage for any comedian.
Right.
How was that over 8 months pregnant when you filmed it Mother's Day last year?
I'm going to be 100% honest. I peed the entire time.
Okay.
Can I just say that? Is that okay? Yes. Is that appropriate?
Yeah. Sure.
I'm not kidding.
Sounds truthful.
I know everyone's like,
you
that's a
joke.
You said
it in the special.
No. I peed the entire time. I didn't plan.
I don't feel like that's a pleasant viewing experience.
It's not a pleasant comedy experience either, because I was so busy helping. You know, I was there at 10 a.m. A lot of comics, they show up for their call time at 6, get into hair and makeup, shoot their special. They're in their car by 9.
Right.
I was there at 10 a.m. We shot at 8 p.m. and wrapped at midnight. And when you're producing, you're just involved. And I wanted to stay hydrated, so I was drinking lots of water. And when you're pregnant, you pee every 20 minutes anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't plan it correctly.
Okay.
So I hit the stage and I was like, oh, this is happening. And then I have an hour up here. And with both pregnancies, I did wear a diaper after the babies, but I really wish I would have planned that during the special. But
that
that's just the truth.
Sexy.
And if you've had kids, people are listening, we don't talk about this kind of stuff enough. It is 100% true. Look, I peed just getting onto this chair. I'm just going to be honest
with
you.
Don't tell us that.
I'm sorry.
That mixes with everything else that's on that chair.
It's the reality.
Saying you don't want that.
So that's just the truth.
So did you just run through it one time or did you shoot it twice in one night like they do sometimes for editing options?
They do that for editing options and when they have money options.
Okay,
we had one shot.
Wow. Yeah. So don't screw up any of the jokes, Kara.
No, and I was not only peeing but sweating profusely because I'm a Soviet. And so immediately you hit the lights and just all my jewiness came out and I just immediately was drenched in sweat.
I feel like I have to see this for reasons that have nothing to do with your jokes now.
How far into that special did you go, I might actually not make it?
I mean,
right away?
2 seconds in. Because you walk out and the lights hit me. I mean, truthfully, it still turned out so great. That's just part of you know, the production process is things happen. There was a baby in the front row because we shot on Mother's Day. People thought, oh, this is a great experience for like, a baby.
No.
Yes.
You are not appropriate for kids, by the way.
Zero appropriate. And she's right in the front row. So, like, there are a lot of Easter eggs in this special. Mm. Like, if you look closely, you will see her. She's right there, right up front.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's a one-hour comedy special. And by the way, talk about great distribution. You're on Amazon and Hulu starting today, right?
Right. So Hulu's coming up in a couple weeks, but it's Amazon right now. It's
great.
iTunes. It's Google Play. It's lots of things I've never heard of, like Vudu. Do you guys know what Vudu is?
Yeah, V-U-D-U. Yeah. That's a thing. Sure.
Okay,
that's
a thing.
Yeah.
It's video on demand. It's the Dish Network is a network.
It sounds like you're running the world now.
I'm going to run the
world. Because you have all of those platforms.
One Kegel at a time.
is your wish now to never have to do another comedy show when you're that pregnant?
Well, I never want to be that pregnant.
Okay,
I mean, we have a 5-year-old, right? So we were deciding, like, should we have another kid? We were going back and forth. That's how she was conceived. And then we decided on it, but I had already started producing this special. So I was already, like, doing it. And I was like, all right, I guess I'm doing it pregnant. But I traveled the world with both pregnancies doing stand-up, which is bananas.
That seems like that's bad planning.
It's probably very unsafe. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm a comic, and so we have like a mental, you know this, right? Like comics, we're a little bit off, and so we just want to go make drunk people laugh.
This is what you do.
That's what I want. I wasn't hugged enough, so I'm looking for the approval of drunk people in Arkansas.
It's going to be nice, though, in addition to photos and whatever else you have from Claire's birth, to be able to one day sit her down and go, this was you 2 weeks before you appeared. You know what I mean? This was all
Mommy,
for you,
baby. Why are you peeing?
I can't wait to see the show, Kira. It looks really, really funny. It's called You Did This to Me. You can see it on Amazon starting today and then in a couple weeks on Hulu. On Twitter, @KiraComedy. The website is Kira, KiraComedy.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. It is your turn to be on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. We're looking for your calls on any topic at 1-800-520-1067. Something that's going on in the world, something that's going on in the news and sports in your life. You got questions, you got comments. We are here to believe you. 1-800-520-1067. That's the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that's not us at all.
1-800-520-1067. Pick up the phone, give us a call, be part of the Kevin and Bean Show here on this Monday morning. Last week, we had a visit from the band Blink 182. How fun was that, by the way?
It was great.
Mark was here. Travis was here. We got introduced to Matt, who is now part of the new lineup. And they brought their brand new song, Bored to Death, which is great. The new album is coming out in a couple of weeks. I'm excited about it. Tom DeLonge, former singer and guitarist for Blink 182, says that he is still in the band. He says he did not quit Blink 182. He has not been fired from Blink 182. He is just too busy to work with Blink 182 right now because of something to do with aliens.
Yeah, he's long been into this UFO stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he's written a book or a series of books called Secret Machines.
Mm-hmm.
Secret with a K.
He is working with high up members of the U.S. Department of Defense. There's a lot of stuff he can't talk about, but he is starting to share some of the UFO research that he has done with the public. And I thought this might be a great time to welcome Tom DeLonge back to the Kevin and Bean Show because it's been a while since we talked to Tom. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good morning. Assalamu alaikum.
And to you as well. So you go back a long, long time looking at the stars and wondering what we don't know.
I've been analyzing the cosmos for thousands of years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've been looking at it for thousands of years?
Thousands of years of studying from my vantage point on the rings of Saturn. Yeah.
Wait, you're on the rings of Saturn?
That's right, bitch.
Oh, wow. Tom.
Tom,
be polite.
Harsh.
Take it easy.
So
why was she being so judgmental?
She was asking.
I hit her toe.
I'm just wondering how your vantage point is from Saturn. That means you're on Saturn, which I don't think is possible.
I'm doing some next level stuff, working with the government. It's totally secret, and it's way above your pay grade, so shut your goddamn mouth.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
All right,
let's get some details about that, because you said on your Facebook page that you are dealing with top officials from the government.
Totally classified. I can't exactly name names, but what we're doing is so important that it's going to change people's lives for the better. Yeah. Mm.
So, Tom, I understand that you have a whole bunch of equipment that you travel with, and it is not uncommon for you to head out into the Nevada desert in an RV and just set up and just see what you can see at Area 51. Have you ever seen anything that has surprised you or that we would be surprised to hear about?
I once saw a shuttle that came down from the cosmos, and it was during Aurora Borealis. And what got out were a bunch of green men, and they took me to their palace deep within the galaxy of Zircon.
I don't.
Is that a true story?
Know. Sure.
Well, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 8:39.
Hey! Your
chance—that scared me to death.
Thank you, Dave. Your chance to win tickets to the sold-out K-Rock Weedy Rose 2016 coming up in about 15 minutes or so, right here on K-Rock. But first, time for what's good.
Like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and notify.
Right, we got an interesting batch of calls on the line. Tony, you hang on. Trent, Jenny as well. Let's start with Michael. He's in Hermosa Beach. He is calling about something that surfers are having their minds blown by. And I want Michael to tell us all about it.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's good?
What's good?
What's good? So there's basically a new man-made wave that Kelly Slater spent 10 years basically creating. Brand new technology. It's never been released. Totally different from when you see it, like Splash House or Wild Rivers, whatever, one big wave.
Right.
He's created like a 20, 30-second wave or something like that, that he won't release the location. It's somewhere people think in Northern California through Google Earth. And literally, he gets so excited, it's more exciting than his first championship. He 20 or 30 seconds for a wave, and he could change the surfing world.
So in other words, this would be like now there's something for people who build the, you know, the foam pit to do tricks in their, you know, yard as a skateboarder or something like that. This is a way for surfers to practice on the biggest waves they'll ever come across in their life.
Yeah, I mean, more of like a standardized set, but think more like for the Olympics. So, you know, snowboarding's in the Olympics because they have the half pipe. That's a very standardized thing. It's the same half pipe for every competitor.
Oh, interesting.
Whereas with a surfer, there's, you know, the dynamic conditions and the waves are constantly changing. So now you have essentially a standardized 20-second wave that everybody can go on the exact same wave and you can score it appropriately.
Wow.
So this could introduce surfing to the Olympics possibly and really open up competition and a lot of other things. So
I don't know very many details about it. I'm glad you called, Michael. But the thing is solar powered too, right, which is amazing.
Yes, it is. Yeah, totally, totally solar powered, totally natural energy.
And unbelievable.
Again, it's literally 90 miles from the coast in some man-made pool that nobody knows where it is. So
that is very cool. That's very cool. Yeah, you can find the video if you just Google Kelly Slater man-made wave, you'll see the video of it, and it's pretty impressive. Great call, Mike. Thanks so much. Let's talk to Jenny, Los Angeles. She's up next. She's on line three. I think she needs a little Kevin Bean, but probably Allie help. Hey, Jenny.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Hi. What's good? You sound sad.
Hi. I was just calling about an issue that a lot of girls and even men think that when you are taking a break from someone, you are not allowed to go and see other people. You know, you are basically still kind of in a relationship. They consider it kind of cheating. And I just want to say that it is not cheating. You are in a break. You are not together. And obviously, the relationship was not going well. You were either not getting along or something that you had to take a break.
Jenny, so you took a break and you boned someone, right?
No, well, yeah, I did take a break, but right. Either way.
And that's what this is about.
And this call isn't even for us, is it?
Right. This is for your ex-boyfriend.
Who won't pick up the phone.
Son of a bitch.
No,
it was a break.
He did it, too. I mean, we, you know, I can't hold that against him, and he can't hold that against me, you know.
Right.
You were on a break. Here. We get it. We're not. Look, that's fine, Jenny. I mean, look, I think the deal is, and tell me if I'm wrong, you guys, it's whatever the couple decides. If you decide the kind of break you're going to go on is the kind of break where you bone, then that's fine. If you decide that it's not, then that's something else.
We're going to go on a bone break.
No, I mean, I was in a break. break, you know what I mean? Like, but I didn't consider it like we were together. He didn't consider it as that either. I mean, we worked things out, you know, after a whole while. We worked together for 5 years. We broke up for a year, you know, so it was like.
I'm about to break up with you right now, Judy, but I love you, and I'll always love you, and I'm glad you called. All right, let's try Tony, please. Paramount, up next on line one. Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's up, guys? 1-800-LOVE-191. Am I the right line?
You're right about that. Well done. What's good?
I don't have much. I just want to tell Dave, Clippers!
Yeah.
Clippers!
Yeah.
How beautiful was that game? Watching DeAndre Jordan shoot an air ball. The coach's son gets his face ripped off. And then the Clippers go out in such beautiful fashion.
You know what? They go out with their heads held high, man. They tried.
It was Clipper-esque. I'm sorry, Dave, what?
They go out with their heads held high. Yeah, they tried. They put a huge effort into it. They just couldn't pull it out. Portland was a lot better than everyone expected.
Right.
And listen,
you're okay with this?
Because I'm not okay with it. I'm not okay with it, but I'm not sad.
I feel like saying they tried is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It really is.
You know what? It's better than say they didn't make the playoffs.
No, barely, though.
Nope, not barely. Nope, because they still have a future, and they're still going to be good. And once
are they going to trade Blake Griffin or CP3?
I don't know. No, not CP3. Not at all. Blake, I don't know. But all right. But you know what?
So you consider this season a success?
Not at all. Not at all. What I'm saying is, look, I'm still proud to be a Clipper fan.
Right.
And the guys gave it their all. And I hope we re-sign Jamal.
Hey, we should put up a banner at the top of the building next to all the rest of their face shots that said, we tried.
Yeah.
We tried. There you go. All right.
Yeah. Enjoy Luke Walton.
Good morning,
thank you, Tony. Great call. I like Dave offering up we tried as a defense. Like when Mr. Weatherby comes out and goes, guys, the show really sucked today. We could say, yeah, but we tried.
That's not a good defense, right? Right?
What's good?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
I don't want to be suspicious, but when you heard this weekend, Allie, that Malia Obama got into Harvard, didn't you kind of want to see her transcript a little bit?
Not even a little bit.
Really?
Why do you care?
I just wondered if that's one of those.
Well, first off, she's a legacy, so
do you automatically get in even if you're dumb?
Usually, yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize
Let's
that.
Let's be honest.
With a closet case like Kent. Sorry, never mind.
What just happened?
Legacy made me think of Animal House. Made me think of Tim Matheson.
Oh, wow!
So I get in. Yeah, unless he's a closet case like Kent.
I don't know how it works at a school like Harvard, but I know how difficult it is to get in. They have thousands more people who want to go to Harvard than end up going to Harvard.
She's the sitting president's kid. She's getting in anywhere she wants,
even if she's dumb, though.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Are you new?
I just want to make sure I understand how it works.
That's how it works.
I didn't think anyone got into anything without earning it. Because I live on an island. I don't know how people work.
Look, I'm not saying she isn't super smart. She might be. I had just never heard that she was before, so I was a little bit surprised that she's going
to
Harvard.
Oh, and all those blogs you read about Malia?
Probably does.
I am on
that. You perused her SATs?
I'm on firstdaughter.com. Come on, I pay attention.
No.
Anyway, your Weenie Roast tickets are coming up. First, their time for another look at the Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman here on a Monday. What's happening?
I have Malia, should she get into Harvard.com? It's one of my many websites I'm squatting on.
No, but now I can use it. Now I look like a freaking genius that I bought that website.
If you missed it earlier today, and I'm sorry I was busy. I couldn't join the fascinating conversation of both the brain trust of Bean and Lightning talking about all the domain names they own that they never do anything with and how eager they are to own them and then do nothing with them.
Yeah. Yet. Nothing with them yet.
Ever.
I am also very busy, but that doesn't mean one day there'll be
something
on RacketEdmundFitzgerald.com. One day I'm going to develop that. It's going to be the best Edmund Fitzgerald site on the internet.
Wow, that'll be really tough competition.
Well, how are you going to compete with all the other fascinating multimedia presentations?
By the way, we never got the list of Bean sites either, which I'm holding on to. We need to go through those at some point.
Bean sort of deflected it off onto Lightning.
Well, Lightning, you have some weird sites, don't you?
Incredible loserdom.
We hit the highlights.
Didn't focus on himself so much. Our favorite listener, Edwin, writes, and I can't believe Bean's delusions. No one should ever start a sentence with, lightning knows what I'm saying, or lightning has my back on this. I'm buying the domain name beanandlightningaredouches.com right now.
I like it.
Edwin will probably do something with that, too, by the way.
That is classic.
He's very industrious.
Right, Light?
Party foul. After $500,000, I'm doing nothing with it.
Still has it, though. Won't let that one go.
Of course not. You know the money potential that has right there?
I know the money that it has already lost, which is insanity.
What beer mug is to Uber, lightning is to websites.
Correct, yes.
All right, let's talk about show business. Monday morning, we always take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Jungle Book, $42.4 million again this weekend. Just dominating.
That Jon Favreau just prints money, doesn't he?
No, he makes films. And
right,
those
but
films
he makes very successful
that's
films.
Sort of what Bean was
He's
saying.
He's really, really good at making movies.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I know, much like how people get into Harvard, you don't quite understand the movie business, but the money just doesn't go all to the director. They don't just back up, hey, you can get all that money from the theaters and just put it in a truck and take it to Favreau's
well,
house.
I know that.
There's a lot of people who I'm get the money before it goes to Jon Favreau.
I get that. I'm saying he's got the golden touch, though. The man knows how to make a movie that the people like. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
I'm complimenting Mr. Favreau is all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Winter's War, The Huntsman, $9.3 million made at number two. Keanu, in his debut,
really
was third, $9.4 million. Mother's Day debuted to $8.3 million, making it number four. Barbershop, The Next Cut, was fifth. Zootopia, Ratchet and Clank, The Boss, Batman v Superman, and Criminal. The rest of your top 10 movies. There's a new Jack Ryan TV series in the works. You know Jack Ryan. Of course, he is the lead in all the Tom Clancy novels that some very successful films were based on, like The Hunt for Red October, which Alec Baldwin played the character. Then Harrison Ford played Jack Ryan in Patriot Games and Clear Present Danger. Ben Affleck just soared in the role.
That was a bad one.
Sum of All Fears.
That was terrible.
And then Chris Pine, of course, was Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit. So this will be a TV series based on the CIA analyst slash field agent, John Krasinski. Of The Office.
All right.
Will play the role. Now, you would scoff, maybe, and say, but he's a delightful boy-next-door light romantic comedy actor. Ha! I would say to you, go see 13 Hours, the Michael Bay film that he starred in, where he was one of the mercenaries in that film. And
he was all buff.
He was hard as steel. He was all buff.
He's all buff.
So that's fun. Looking forward to that. John Bernthal.
Do you own he'sallbuff.com, Bean?
I don't.
You
buy it right now.
Right up.
John Bernthal is happy. The Punisher is being spin off from the Marvel series over there on Netflix into its own series. Netflix just becoming Marvel Central. They've got Daredevil and Jessica Jones already. They're starting up Luke Cage and Iron Fist and the Defenders as well. So the Punisher will be added to that lineup, making six Marvel TV series for Netflix.
I'm astonished at how much content Netflix is producing. It used to just be kind of a niche thing.
No,
you
they're full
take it or
network,
leave it, but now they got more shows that I watch than any of the networks.
I hear you, sister. And Ghostbusters fans have not one but two Ghostbusters films to look forward to this summer. Of course, there's the all-new female Ghostbusters sequel with Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy and Kate McKinnon and Leslie Jones. But Sony Pictures said on Friday they're reissuing the original Ghostbusters on June 8th in some 750 theaters across these United States before the reboot, which hits theaters a month later on July 16th.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Do you want to put those two up against each other saying, how awesome is this, right? Now, how about this other thing we have that's very similar to
Maybe
it?
Maybe it's better than we think.
All I know is it's official. Today, YouTube announced that the Ghostbusters, female Ghostbusters trailer, is the most disliked movie trailer in the history of YouTube.
Not
okay.
Shocked.
That's
all right,
saying
then.
Something. You know how many trailers for how many crap films have been on YouTube? And this is the most disliked. So I'm just saying, if you're getting some pushback, maybe you don't want to put the old one to the fore and say, how great was this, right? In the face of what looks to be an uphill climb.
I mean, I assume they're doing it because they know they'll make free money off of it. Doesn't cost them anything to put it out there again.
Right.
And maybe the publicity around the original Ghostbusters will ramp up the excitement about the sequel.
I feel like that's probably their plan.
Yeah, all you got to do is get people to buy a ticket. Doesn't matter if they like it or not, as long as they buy a ticket.
Yeah, but if they buy a ticket the first weekend,
mm-hmm.
and then they go to their friends and say, remember a month ago when the good Ghostbusters came out? That may not be the word of mouth you want.
I'm still hoping the new Ghostbusters is good, by the way.
I think everyone is hoping that.
Paul Feig, right?
Right,
yes.
Guy knows comedy?
Look, no one's not hoping it's good. We all want it to be good because we all want a good time in the movies. A wise man once said, I want a good movie. And I think we all feel that way.
I want a good movie.
Right? We're with that guy.
That guy speaks truth.
He does speak the truth. I'm just saying, is all.
Right.
The good news is, though, Coca-Cola has announced they're also reissuing Hi-C Ecto Cooler. Remember?
No.
You don't remember Hi-C Ecto Cooler?
No,
that was a thing during the original?
Yes, it was the Hi-C that was based on Ghostbusters.
Nope.
We all drank the Ecto Cooler.
Nope.
Drink the Ecto Cooler.
I don't feel like I have
drink
to.
Drink it. You would love it, Kevin. It's just nothing but sugar.
All right, then I'm in.
So, we're living in a golden age of Ghostbuster nostalgia, is my point. Today's celebrity birthdays. Lily Allen is 31 years old today. It's funny because I brought up the song of hers that I love, Alfie, about her brother, who, by the way, also, as well, Tom Bien, too, stars in Game of Thrones.
Hmm.
So it all comes full circle because last night something happened on that show that everyone was talking about.
John Connor came back.
Right. And he went up against Skynet.
John Snow came back.
He went up against Skynet and he stopped the Terminator. Right. It was a great episode. Robert Buckley, Major Lilywhite on iZombie, 35 years old. Ellie Kemper turns 36. David Beckham's 41. And The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, celebrates his 44th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:37.
Ralph Garman is sort of here.
He's in the building.
He's almost here. He is very close to being here. He is now here, and it's time for a final look at the showbiz beat here on a Monday morning Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Way to cover. Thank you. It was smooth. Well done.
What is it you're doing that keeps you out until
He's working.
Second before we go on?
Had to get more coffee.
Oh, I didn't realize it was something important. Okay.
Here's
Kevin
the thing.
Bean.
Not everybody lives and works in their house where they can just turn to their secret fridge and get their chocolate milk out of the hidden crypt. Some of us have to go to the other side of the building and get coffee once in a while.
What's okay. Beer mug for?
What's that?
What's beer mug for?
All right. So beer mug needs to go on the other side of the building and get me some coffee once in a while. But still, right? We're all just people.
Right. We're all just people.
We're all just people.
That's the
point. I can't argue with
that.
That's
what we're all trying to make. Hey, speaking of drinking things, smooth segue. How about the Brew Fest at Santa Anita?
Hold up your beers if you're drinking.
Great event.
These kids love it.
Each and every time. The infield at Santa Anita. This Saturday it's happening. This is the beer garden. There's a concert. While the races are going on, it just doesn't get any better. It's a beautiful day in the sunshine, in the infield. You watch the ponies race, lay down some wagers. You win big bucks every time. That's a guarantee.
I don't think that's a guarantee.
We're guaranteeing it.
That's
not the K-Rock said. They're guaranteeing everyone's winning.
It's not what K-Rock is saying at all.
Oh,
horse manure.
If you'd like to go, it's going to be a great event this Saturday. The infield opens up at 11 a.m. First race starts at noon. Not only do you get to hang out and enjoy 40 local brews, but you get to hang out with some folks from K-Rock. Stryker's going to be there. Ask him about his tail. He loves that.
He does.
Omar will be there. Probably Holden. I'm just saying.
Right.
If you're light, go
good
see
candidate.
Omar.
Sure.
Dave the King of Mexico. Who knows more about horse racing than Dave the King of Mexico? He used to be a jockey, you know.
That's also
Dave
not
was
true.
A jockey.
Nothing you're saying
he
is true.
He was a camel jockey in Tunisia. I don't know if you know that or not. He was a Tunisian camel jockey. Lightning will probably have brewfest.com purchased before
sure.
Saturday rolls around.
We got a winner! Oh, Nelly.
Super Steve. And speaking of jockeys, the reason you want to go, in my opinion, the person you want to hang with, the person you want to see. Our own Chip. Chip's going to be. Woo! Chip could be a jockey.
Yeah, she sure could be.
She could be a jockey that rides other jockeys.
She'd have to gain a couple of inches, though.
Her feet just dangling off the side of the horse don't reach the stirrups.
She's bouncing around.
Yeah.
There's nothing funnier than seeing Chip's photos from Coachella, by the way, where all she sees are the asses of other people at Coachella who are watching the bands.
Yeah, aww. Right?
That's basically it.
It's good times.
It's all she sees in life.
So go to this thing, won't you? Saturday, Santa Anita. Let me encourage you. Let me give you a little something-something to sweeten the deal. How about a four-pack of VIP backstage tickets to the whole schmageggy? That means you get to hang out at the concert area. You got a VIP backstage and a wagering area. We're going to give you two drink tickets so you can start your drinking on us. Racing program, a tip sheet, all that. Can't be beat. Four-pack of VIP backstage tickets to two lucky callers right now. 1-800-520-1067. First two callers through at that phone number. Get a four-pack of VIP backstage event tickets for the K-Rock Brewfest. That's you and three friends. Call now. 1-800-520-1067. And if you're just going to go, admission's only $5 to get in. Can't beat that with a stick.
What Why would five you bucks, want to beat that with a stick?
Why does $5? What does $5 get you these days? Not much, my friends. Except for a good time at the Brewfest. It's Monday morning, so we take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. Jungle Book, $42.4 million. Made it number one by a long shot. Dwarfed the other films at the box office. The Huntsman, Winter's War was second, $9.3 million. Then Keanu... $9.4 million debuted this weekend, making it number three. Mother's Day, fourth, $8.3 million. I wonder if there's ever been a Mother's Day horror film. You know, they went through a spate of films in the late 80s, early 90s, where every holiday was sort of the basis for a horror film.
Mother's Day.
Because remember, Friday the 13th blew up, so they took every sort of notable day and built a horror movie around it.
Hmm.
They had... was it Dead? Silent Night, Deadly Night? I remember that was the big Christmas-themed one.
Right.
And then they had Leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day. I believe there was a Valentine's Day horror movie about someone taking people's hearts out. Seven Sundays in May, of course, was a big horror movie. April Fool's Day, I know, was a horror movie. I don't know if they ever did a Mother's Day one or not. They should. Barbershop, The Next Cut, was fifth. Then Zootopia, Ratchet and Clank. The Boss, Batman v Superman, and Criminal. Those are your top 10 movies.
You know what hasn't been made, Ralph, as far as...
Ugh, don't remind me.
This holiday season, prepare to have the stuffing scared out of you. Thanksgiving.
That hasn't happened.
Eli Roth is a slacker. Here's the only two things we've ever asked anybody for. Thanksgiving from Eli Roth and Frinkin' Jingles from Mark Burnett.
Right?
The only two things we ever asked anybody to do for us.
By the way, both of those people promised those projects.
Right.
And we didn't come up with it out of nowhere.
Here we are, just sitting with our thumbs where they shouldn't be, mm-hmm. saying, where are they? Nothing.
Just trying to hold people accountable. That's what we do.
Yeah. It's just hanging out with sharks. What's he doing?
Diddy's done. You heard me.
Uh-oh.
You told Scar Aficionado magazine. You get all the best music news out of Cigar Aficionado.
Not Scar. Cigar Alley.
I thought he said Scar too, but
yeah. That's what I was clarifying. Cigar Aficionado.
Oh.
Cigar's no better.
Cigar.
You're not saying
this. I heard Scar.
Yeah, that's
Cigar Aficionado.
Okay. It was just a magazine for like Scar enthusiasts. That was very weird.
ScarEnthusiast.com. I just bought it. I'm going to sit on it.
Are you not entertained?
He told Cigar Aficionado magazine that he will release one last album and then do nothing with his time but make movies. Yes. Finally, the Diddy movies we've all been waiting for. A final album is a great place to stop, he said.
What?
Geniusly. A final album... is a great place to stop, he said.
Good point.
It's science.
He's got a point, because like your first album, that wouldn't be a good place to stop.
Agreed.
If you plan to make more albums. But your last album, I think would be a great time to stop making albums once you release your last album. You can't argue with that
logic.
That's
true. It's
logic. I think he is very much in step with his fans' wishes that he stop recording as well.
Oh, no you didn't. I want to take a victory lap, he said. Do a world tour and really enjoy it one last time. Then, all movies. Nothing but movies.
Going to the movies, though, right?
Nope, making them.
Just spending his afternoons at the cinema?
Making them.
Huh.
Writing, directing, starring. Oh. Everything. He's got everything.
It's been a while since he's done anything high profile, but how, in your mind, Ralph, how is Sean Combs as an actor? He's had some acclaim, right?
Yeah, he was on Broadway, for God's sakes.
He was?
Yes, he did Raisin in the Sun.
Right? I saw him on Downton Abbey a couple seasons ago. He had a brief appearance there.
What?
That you were having a fever dream. That's just not possible. You were taking the scissorp at that time, weren't you?
Were you not? Did you say Diddy was on Downton Abbey?
I believe he was. Am I remembering that incorrectly?
I'm going to just guess and say yes.
That's the show with all the black people, right? Downton Abbey.
No, you're thinking Good Times.
I believe he did a sketch on Funny or Die called Downtown Diddy.
Oh, Downton maybe that was Diddy. What I saw. Downton maybe that's Diddy. What I saw.
Downtown
okay.
Diddy.
Hold on.
Maybe
hold on.
That's what I saw.
Maybe that's what I saw.
Time look, the F out.
I said to you at the beginning of this conversation that I don't have much memory of Diddy and things. I was looking for a little help, so that was what came to mind. Was
but the
him.
One thing you did know from him as an actor is, I saw him in Downton Abbey a few seasons ago. That was the one piece of acting of his you were familiar with.
That was the thing that came to mind immediately when I thought of Sean Combs as an actor, yes.
Was Downton Abbey. Was his appearance in Downton Abbey.
Right.
It turned out not to be.
Apparently he didn't.
And don't you watch that show for reals?
I do. I really do watch it. But it was on for like 6 or 7 seasons. I didn't remember every cameo by every person.
Dude.
You know. Like,
Diddy was like in all of the first 2 seasons of that show.
You need a scan of some sort. You really do.
But they
your
did
brain
have.
Right.
They did have. Oh, like, Paul Giamatti was on it for a couple of episodes.
Yeah, but
for
really. But he was really on it.
Right. But that's what I'm saying is in my mind, I just thought I remembered seeing him in the Downton Abbey outfits. And now I know why, because he did a parody video.
Well, if you see somebody in the outfits.
He remembers Diddy in the outfit.
They have to be there.
Well, I don't know how he's going to do as a full-time actor. That's my point.
Back to you, Ralph.
I think it's time for us all to go.
You don't just mean to end today's show.
I think we all need to lay down, take some of our meds.
What's he on Downton Abbey?
We'll come back fresh. We're going to come back fresh tomorrow. The brand new outlook. Recharged, refreshed.
What are you basing that on?
Nothing.
Okay. Who can do this? Right? Diddy?
Today's celebrity birthday is Lily Allen is 31 years old today. Robert Buckley, Major Lily White on iZombie, 35 years old. Ellie Kemper, who's more adorable and talented?
Zero no people.
She was so great in The Office towards the end of the
run. Seems like
that
the
show.
Nicest lady in the world, too.
Yeah.
Well, she was on Downton Abbey.
No, I remember that. Remember her arc on Downton Abbey?
I remember the outfit.
So good.
I remember her being in an outfit. Bean thinks all Civil War reenactors are ghosts.
They're an outfit.
They must be from the Civil War. They're wearing the outfits. They must have fought at Gettysburg. I'm pretty sure they did.
Look, I said up front that I was sketchy on the details of his IMDb. I was just reaching for what I remember. It's understandable. I saw him in a Downton Abbey sketch.
Wrong.
It's understandable that I thought he was on Downton Abbey.
Wrong.
I didn't know.
Wrong. Julie Louis-Dreyfus was the president once. I saw her in the Oval Office.
She was wearing the outfit.
She was wearing the outfit. Did you see the new Veep last night?
Yes.
Oh, good. My God.
Yes.
How,
the show is so funny.
How can it keep being better?
I can't answer that.
Martin Mull last night. Just come on. Stop it. David Beckham's 41 years old today. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson celebrates his 44th birthday. He's a bona fide superstar, that
yes,
guy.
Yes, he is.
He sure is.
Always entertaining. He can be in some movies that maybe are questionable, but his performance, he's always just so fun to watch and entertaining on the big
screen. And he's great on Ballers, too.
You sure he was in that?
The HBO
he's
show.
In the
are you sure
Stars
he was in
yeah,
that?
He was in the Ballers outfit.
He wore a suit once. Yes, he's great on that show. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show this beat. Oh, we have the big announcement.
Kevin's going to read something.
Oh. On your drive home today, listen to K-Rock commercial-free in the 5 o'clock hour. A random act of helpfulness. That doesn't help me if you're going to play it at the wrong time.
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to...
I'm going to start again.
Okay.
Do you like an echo? On your drive home today, listen to K-Rock in the 5 o'clock hour for a commercial-free hour. A random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. 5 o'clock. No commercials. How does that help? We're done with it now. No commercials in the 5
So our friends at Honda are making it possible for us to listen to an hour of music without commercial interruption?
From 5 to 6.
That
we
is
love
helpful.
Those people.
That is helpful.
I love that.
I want to kiss them right in their little blue shirts.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. Bean played me some audio of Vin Scully. Broadcasting from last night, where he talked
about...
Is it exciting baseball commentary? No.
Oh.
He was talking, Ralph, about the history of the beard.
I'm not going to do it now because there's two out and the base is empty, but sometime during the game, if you've been like the way I have been, looking at players with these big beards...
That's all you get. That's all you get for today.
Who isn't looking at all those beards? That's the only sport in the world where you can talk about the history of beards.
Agreed. I'm not going to...
You know what else is going on in other sports? The sport!
I'm not going to criticize Vin Scully because his name should not be in my mouth, but everybody else can make up their own mind on the five-minute chunk he did on beards.
I'm always looking at those beards everywhere. What's up with those beards?
Interspersed
and
with...
hats. Why are people wearing hats?
Expert play-by-play of what was happening on the field, by the way. He didn't detract from the game at all.
Yeah,
he,
because there's nothing going on the field.
He brilliantly...
You ever notice people drink liquids? Look at all these liquids. They come in cups and bottles.
Comedian and author Jen Kirkman in the studio tomorrow.
I'll be talking about the history of wet coming up in the seventh inning stretch.
And from The Flash, Ralph, we have Teddy Sears.
Oh, that evil bastard.
Zoom, zoom.
That evil.
Zoom, zoom, indeed.
Hunter Zolomon, thy name is evil.
That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Beach.